نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 14th night of Sha'ban. If you go outside, you will see the full moon. The Arabic language is such a rich language. In English, we will say moon, or we will say crescent, and then finish. In the Arabic language, every three nights, the name of the moon changes. And lo and behold, tonight we call it Laylatul Badr. Laylatul Badr means Chaudhvi Raat Ki Chand. You know Chaudhvi Raat Ki Chand, the moon shining in its glory, beauty. Therefore, these days are called Ayyamul Bidh. Ayyamul Bidh means every lunar month beside the month of Ramadan Mubarak. So the other 11 months we fast on the 13th, 14th, 15th. These are known as the days of whiteness and brightness. And it's sunnah to fast. So now whilst we were coming with Hafiz Muhammad Basra, he's a young man. I call him sharpshooter. He drives very fast, you know, mashallah. So, mashallah, he brought us here quickly and I was busy answering all the questions. So many people are asking, when is a big night? So I'm wondering, people are confused in that also. So anyway, tomorrow night is the auspicious night, inshallah. And if you didn't keep fast today, those who kept, Mubarak to you. So tomorrow and Monday also you keep the fast. And those who didn't keep, so mashallah, you keep the fast tomorrow and Monday. And for some reason, you can't manage tomorrow, so at least Monday you keep. So that also is acceptable and permissible. There is no problem with that. So just to show you about Laylatul Badr, after Isha also, look up to the sky, and mashallah, you will see the full moon in its glory and beauty. We are in the month of Sha'ban. If someone has to ask us, what is the meaning of Sha'ban? In Makkah Mukarramah, there was a great scholar and muhaddis. He used to teach Hadith Sharif in Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif in Makkah. And what an honor for him. He used to teach, and his father also used to teach, Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki. MashaAllah, we used to sit in his dars, in his lesson. You must remember Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki. The father passed away a long time ago. So we didn't meet the father, but the son we met. So mashallah, he wrote a book for you, the ulama and students who know Arabic, Mada fi Sha'ban. What are the events and incidents that occurred during the month of Sha'ban? So he starts his book, mashallah, that why is Sha'ban called Sha'ban?
Garam.
Don't worry, listeners, I'm still alive. I was just drinking some water there. Maybe you're wondering what happened. So we're still alive, don't worry. The radio is live and I'm alive also. So why is Sha'ban called Sha'ban? So remember, Sha'ban is called Sha'ban because it is derived from the word Shi'ib. Shi'ib means At-Tariqu fil Jabal. You have a mountain, you have a pathway, a road in the mountain. And from there you say during the month of Sha'ban, Turuqul Khair. There are so many good and righteous actions one can execute and perform during this month of Sha'ban. And if you look at the virtues of the month, subhanallah, these are authentic ahadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast excessively beside the month of Ramadan? The other 11 months in which Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the most fast was in Shaaban. So the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai, وَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ أَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِيمٌ. I love that my actions are raised to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala whilst I'm fasting. So therefore we should try to emulate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are a businessman. You know your financial year, it ends end of February. Then you want to look at your balance sheet, you have your assets, you have your liabilities and your profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S and so forth. So for the Muslim, the annual audit takes place now during the month of Sha'ban. And remember, we should be fasting so our good deeds and everything else goes up. And whilst we are fasting, so Almighty Allah knows everything. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing, but he has a system for the angels and the malaika. Secondly, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyu sawmi afdal ba'da shahri Ramadan, that which fast is the best after the month of Ramadan, which is mandatory, compulsory. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sawmu Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. The fast of Sha'ban, why? Out of honor and respect for the month of Ramadan. So this is a trial run, mashallah, for the great, honorable, sacred month of Ramadan. So these are and the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now my brothers, once we came here, we started Wednesday, mashallah, day in Verlam, then Thursday, Marisburg, yesterday, Jummah in the Sufi Masjid there, Glennon Road, and last night in Phoenix, we started a series that what happened on every day of Sha'ban. We should know our history. A nation that does not know its history will commit the same mistakes in future. A nation that knows their history, remember, will be motivated and inspired for the future. And remember, our Islamic history is unique. It's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, the ulama-i rabbani, the true scholars who gave their life for the deen of Islam. And the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is what makes our Islamic history so unique, my brothers. So till yesterday I covered 15 of Sha'ban. So let's do the next 5. What happened on the 16th of Sha'ban in our history? It was the 16th of Sha'ban, it was the second year of the Hijrah, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the verses, Surah number 2, verses 183, 184, 185, 186. MashaAllah, Imran Kamisa will explain all to you. But I'll just touch on it, that fasting during the month of Ramadan became compulsory and mandatory. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So Almighty Allah gave this ummah fasting during the month of Ramadan. Fasting in essence was compulsory upon previous nations as well, but not during the month of Ramadan. Siyam fi Ramadan, fasting during the course of Ramadan, that is the unique feature and characteristic of this ummah only. And why should we fast, my brothers, sisters? Because human being, we and you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. So it is a manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, the food is there, the drink is there, the wife is there. Ya Allah, your love is too great. I will suppress my desires. I will learn self-discipline. I will not touch that water. I will not touch that food, although it's my favorite meal. I will not go near to my wife during the fasting time. Why? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. It's a manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah. Human being is between the malakut and the malaika, the malakuti sifat. Angels don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have wife and husband and an all intimate relationship. And the Satan, you see the Shaitan and Lucifer and all their progeny. So remember, they do everything, eating, drinking, wine, dine and swine is their culture. So remember, human being will imbue and inculcate the angelic qualities while we fasting, and we will detach ourselves from the satanic qualities. And that is how this human being now, he will even supersede the rank and status of the malaika and angels also. So that, my brothers, all might tell. You see today, that's why I always smile when I read all these articles and all these newspapers. Now they are telling you that the dietitians and the health experts and the health therapists are saying it's very good to fast twice a week. It's very good to fast twice a month. All that is secondary for us. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us all this, my brothers, when? More than 1400 years ago. And Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31, any sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we follow it immaculately. In Arabic, ittiba. Every word in Arabic, like I told you, the full moon is called Laylatul Badr. So remember, you need to go to the philology and history of it. You have the Baqarah, you have the cow, and when that cow gives birth to the calf, that calf in Arabic is called Tabi'. So what the Tabi' does, it follows its mother every hook, nook and corner. So we have to emulate, imitate immaculately Master alayhi salatu wasalam, chapter 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni yuhbibukumullah. When you follow, emulate me, imitate me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. People like us, don't like us, you don't have to worry. Allah, we become the beloved of Allah. Our wife also sometimes will tell you, I'm a busting marrying you. It happened, it don't happen. Say the istikhara came out this way, that way. You see? So yuhbibkumullah, remember Allah, we become His beloved. We are human beings, we commit sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive your sins also. Win-win situation. In this month of Shaban, written in this book by Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki, he writes, the ayat Surah 33 verse 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سُوَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا Read Durud Sharif, one brothers. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid was also revealed during this month of Shaaban. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to face the Baytullah and Masjidul Aqsa while performing Salat. Came to Medina Munawwara, that was not possible. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, 16-17 months, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced Masjidul Aqsa. But Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart desire was, Ya Allah, I want to face Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gaze mubarak used to go towards the skies and the clouds. Allah jalla wala revealed the verse in the second year of the Hijrah during this month of Shaaban. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn your Mubarak countenance and your Mubarak self towards the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. See, my brothers. And fasting became compulsory. So all these major, major events took place. So this ayat was revealed on the 16th of Sha'ban, second year of Hijrah. On the 17th, my brothers, of Sha'ban, what happened? You need to travel in this world, but now with lockdown, there's a lot of stories. People ask me when last you travel. I told them 1 year, my passport is in Etikaf now. You understand? Sitting quietly there, so you must remember. Exactly 1 year now. Today is what? 27. 27 our lockdown started last year, to the Friday. Now it's Saturday, so alhamdulillah. So you must remember that if you go to Iraq, 17th Sha'ban, every one of you, you youngsters, all day you're playing with your phone and all that, you tell me you're busy with your project. When I look this side, I see more emails flying to the females there. So anyway, just type in there, Qadisiya with a Q, and put Iraq. So who was the mastermind, the strategist between that victory? SubhanAllah. Go read about it. If you go to Iraq, till today the remnants and relics are there. I visited in 2000 with Allah's help. is called the Battle of Qadisiyah and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Do we even know who Sa'd ibn Waqqas? Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu, ana thalithul Islam, I was the third male to embrace Islam. Ana awwalu man rama sahman fi sabilillah, I'm the first person to shoot the arrow in the path of Almighty Allah. If you go to Kufa, where Imam Abu Hanifa and all of them came from, so lo and behold, the masjid till today is there, we perform and read salat there, Jami'ul Kufa, lo and behold, he stood in the middle and he shot the arrow all four directions and said, this is our masjid. Now you sahaba, tabi'in, companion, successors, you build your houses around this boundary here. Sahaba used to first build the house of Allah, then they used to build the house of their own homes and so forth. So what great contribution. Go read about the Battle of Qadisiyah, where the Muslims were outnumbered by more than 10 to 1, 20 to 1. But he was a master strategist, a general. And you must remember, he was from Ashara Mubashara, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And he's buried there in Medina Munawwara. Our people are a little bit naive and simple, you know. You ask our people where Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas is buried, they will tell you Guangzhou in China. So that is the one reason why I landed up in China also. I said, let me go see this, because in the hadith is clearly mentioned that he's buried in Medina Munawwara in Baqi. Lo and behold, when I went there, I see it's written there, Abu Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. The father of Sa'd ibn Waqqas is buried. Our people took Abu and threw it away and they made Sa'd ibn Waqqas. Sa'd ibn Waqqas is buried in Medina. His father is buried there. So don't confuse issues. Remember that. When the stunning, spectacular victory took place, he wrote the letter to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, and told him, Ya Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, mission accomplished. You know how today this chapter tells us mission accomplished. So you must remember that we won the victory here in Iraq. And remember that the Iraqis till today are indebted to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and your whole Hanafi fiqh. Now it's a separate topic. Your whole Hanafi fiqh, if you know fiqh and jurisprudence, is called fiqhu ahlil Iraq. Imam Abu Hanifa studied by Hammad, Hammad studied by Ibrahim Nakhi, Ibrahim Nakhi studied by Al-Qama and Aswad, Aswad studied by Abdullah ibn Masud, and he studied by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is your chain of Hanafi fiqh. Who's interested in all this? We know the soccer teams, the cricket teams, who is he coming to all these things here? So brothers, understand Iraq's contribution and understand Sahaba's contribution. So 17th of Shaban, this victory, magnificent victory. You will see some signs and all that. During Saddam's time, Saddam Hussein, Abdul Qadir Hussein, not my uncle or anything. But what is the fact we must say? You understand? The man committed wrong, but still, remember, he did a lot of good work also. So you can debate the point and all that. I want to tell you something. So there was a panorama there. Panorama, if you go and see what they did there, you must remember, I never saw it because when I went, they bombed everything to pieces. So the people who went before that, they saw that, how they would show what happened during the time and the battle of Qadisiyah, and what a spectacular victory the Muslims overtook the enemy despite all the odds against them. So all this you can see on your Google and what have you. So that's number two. On the 18th of Sha'ban, what happened? On the 18th of Sha'ban, the Ottoman Empire. Quickly, let's give you the rundown of history. So you must remember Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And then the Khulafai Rashideen, subhanallah, al-Khilafatu ba'di thalathuna ama. So 30 years the Khulafai Rashideen ruled. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu martyred in Iraq. And it was 17th Ramadan in the 40th year of the Hijrah. And then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu ruled for 6-7 months. Thereafter he resigned, he took the mantle of leadership of Khilafat, handed it to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Now that is Sahabas, the Khulafai Rashidin finish. Now the Umayyad dynasty starts with Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in Damascus, Syria. 90 years they stay, 14 Khulafa. Thereafter we have the Abbasid dynasty, 524 years. And you have 37 Khulafa, their headquarters is Iraq. Then you have the Khilafate Usmaniya and the Ottoman Empire. Lo and behold, their headquarters, Merkez, was there in Turkey. 642 years, 37 Khulafa. Go read about them. On the 18th of Shaban, what did the Ottoman Empire do? They took on the might of the Safavi army in Iran. And remember, they also, they were outnumbered. But when you have Quwwat-e-Imani, therefore Allah addresses us not once, twice, 89 different places. Ya ayyuhalladhina aman. Ey Iman walo, O you who believe. This Iman can take you to great, great heights. Because you will fear none except Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So remember that. So Sahaba, Tabi'een, Awliyaullah, they all had this. So remember the Ottoman Empire and their soldiers and the Mujahideen went. They took on the Safavi army and dispatched them to hell straight away. 30,000 Safavi army were defeated and our Muslims lost plus minus 10,000 or so. So remember, there were huge losses, but it's another spectacular victory. If you study Iran, you must remember this. So Iran from 640 onwards, right till 1500, you must remember, that is approximate dates I'm giving you, Gregorian calendar, was a Sunni country belonging to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimullah's forefathers, from where they came? From Iran. Qazwin, Imam Ibn Majah, who wrote the Hadith Kitab, Qazwin is in Iran. Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj Nisapuri, where's Nisapur? In Iran. So great, great scholars came from there, remember this, from Iran. So all this was barakat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That Sahaba went, Tabi'in went, and they conquered all this. Then again you must remember the Safavis, they wanted to pull out from the Ottoman Empire and so forth. So Almighty Allah selected them and they defeated the Safavi army. That happened on the 18th of Sha'ban. On the 19th of Sha'ban, again you go back, you must remember, to the Ottoman Empire, there was Sultan Abdul Hamid. Do we know Sultan Abdul Hamid? Subhanallah, study there, 642 years they ruled, that the person whose reign was the longest was Suleiman Qanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent. He ruled for 48 years, not one country, South Africa and Botswana and Lesotho and some tenpot dictators, Mickey Mouse countries, I'm not speaking of that. That they rule continents, Ottoman Empire. They rule Asia. They ruled Europe, right till Hungary, Budapest. And they ruled the whole North Africa and all these areas. So that was the great kamal and achievement and accomplishment of the Ottoman Empire. So subhanallah, you must remember Sultan Abdul Hamid became the Khalifa and Sultan Abdul Hamid II, and 33 years he ruled these three continents. When the enemies told him, we want to negotiate about Palestine, he said, you see, one handful also, the dust of this land of Palestine I will not give you. When you Muslim, true Muslim, then you will get your priorities right. But when this Iman is gone, then you will stand in the queue. Abrahamic faith, make peace with the rogue regime of Israel and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all this 1400 years ago, hadith in Sahih Muslim. Waylul lil Arab. Waylul lil Arab. Destruction for the Arabs. See what has happened to them. Today it's an indictment upon us. We lie to the people actually, 2 billion in that. We're not even 1 billion proper. Let's take 1 billion. So 1 billion Muslims, more than 50 Muslim countries, not one Islamic country. Is that not an indictment? Muslim country is that majority of the people are Muslim. But Islamic country, we don't have one. Show me one country where there's no riba and interest. Show me one country where alcohol and all that is not being served. So everyone is doing that. So we must remember selling Islam at a grand scale to bootleg America, United Nations, Britain, France, this one, China. 3 million of our people in a concentration camp. How many people, countries are speaking against them? I'm asking you. Not one. So think about the crime committed collectively by this ummah. But when Sultan Abdul Hamid, the man with foresight, the man with insight, the man with iman, he said, even this one handful I will not give you. They go read about them and go see what was their contribution to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah. Let me digress and tell you one, two things. So you must remember when they built, youngsters, listen carefully. When they built the Haram Sharif in Makkah, Mukarramah, so now everything is changed in that. Now they built it in the smoking and all these things going on. So every brick, every block they put there in Haram Sharif in Makkah, every person had to be a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Every person had to be in the state of wudu, and then only he could put the block and the brick there. You see the fuyus, you see the barakah. Today they laughing, joking, pulling one cigarette, kullu halal. How this goes? Go study history of Haram Sharif, Madinah Munawwara, and go see. Go see what the Ottomans did. So my brothers, you need to read Iqra. We have neglected all these things here. Lo and behold, on the 20th of Shaban, Pani ka time? Sure. Still not drink Pani now. It's a half time. Better you came and sit here to give water. MashaAllah. Allah reward you. You married. Allah give good wife. No wife, no life, boy. We announce for Hafiz Basar, you got wife quickly, father already. You see? So inshallah, I'll announce for you, you get four. One Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Shafi, inshallah. So brothers, 20th of Shaban, remember this. What happened on 20th Shaban? Go back to Ottoman Empire. You know, in the early 90s, what happened in Bosnia, what happened in Kosovo, all that. On 20th Shaban, again the Ottoman Empire took them on the heart of Europe and they defeated them. So remember that great, great achievements. But ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. What were the asbabu suqutil khilafatil Usmaniyah? What were the reasons and the causes for the downfall and the disintegration of the Khilafat, the Ottoman Empire? Many reasons. One main reason, I quickly just tell you, it was 1916, you must remember, that the British, you know, British are cunning people, they will speak with a forked tongue. So they told the Arabs that you, how can you allow non-Arabs to rule you? Arab nationalism. And then they appointed Sharif Hussein in 1916 and made him the ruler and the Amir. And they used to pay him from Britain, you must remember. You are the ruler of Hijaz. Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah. That area is called Hijaz. So Arab nationalism came to the fore and they withdrew, you must remember, from the Ottoman Empire. And slowly, slowly it started disintegrating till you see 1923, 1924, the entire Khilafat was abolished. 100 years now has passed Islamically lunar calendar. So study our magnificent history, brothers, and then you will see how inspired you will be. So that's first part. Second part, we are esteemed listeners, foreigners, yea, in South Coast, yea, in Natal, KZN, a place called Port Shepstone. I was invited for 12, 13 years consecutively by Haji Musa Manjra, and for me to lecture here, it's always going to be thinking of him. So you know, in beginning of January, on a Friday, he passed away. So people asked me, why were you so close to him? One day I came, I can't remember who invited us. But we were eating and he was sitting there opposite me and we started speaking. So he told me, you know, Haji Musa used to speak loud. He said, next time I'm inviting you. So next time invited for 13 years, I think. Consecutively, I used to come here for 15 Shaban. So Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him all the marhumin here. I asked Maulana Imran that approximately 35 or more people in the past few months here in Port Shepstone passed away, corona, COVID, whatever other sickness. So we should be making dua for them. So this is the second part I want to speak to you about. Al-mautu fil Islam. What is death? If somebody have to ask us what is death, what will we say? You must say death is this. Wajaat sakaratul maut bil haqq. That before death, a person goes to sakarat. He goes through the pains and the pangs of death. You see, you go outside now. Next weekend is a long weekend again. So you will see so many people will pass away in accidents. Why? Nowadays they use euphemism, you know. They say under the influence. It's a long word. Simple word is a drunkie. You understood? He was drunk. So that also in Islam, in Quran, you call that sukara. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Don't come even near the masjid. When you are in the state of intoxicant and you are drunk and a drunkie, you don't come near the masjid. So subhanallah, when I look at Haji Musa and all of them, you must remember, they went through that stage. But subhanallah, he passed away on a Friday. And it was Azan time according to what I hear from the family and so forth. Do you know what is the virtue? If you go with the list, Haji Farooq Sahib, Haji Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Hazrat Abul Hasan Nadwi, and the awliyaullah, they used to beg, beseech, petition Allah, Ya Allah, Jumma ki maut nasib farma. Ya Allah, let us pass away on a Friday. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah wa laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Whosoever Allah gives death on a Friday with Iman and Islam, the day of Friday, the night of Friday, Allah Jalla wa Ala protects them, remember, from the torment of the grave right till the day of justice. What a great bounty, favor of Allah. May Allah take us with Iman and Islam and make that the best day in our life, the day we meet Almighty Allah. Our student, Maulana knows him. For me, it was an honor. Maulana Ismail Saleji, I think you'll all know him, very near Ispingo Beach. He studied, Darul Newcastle study started by our Maulana Qasim Sema, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, 1973. When our first Jalsa took place, first time on South African soil, remember that ulama are going to graduate, seven ulama are going to graduate. From that seven, four already passed away. So Maulana Ismail Saleji was the student in that 7 day, he came out third. So Maulana Junaid Adam, then Maulana Ismail Ali, he passed away, then Maulana Ismail Saleji, Maulana Yunus Roda passed away, Maulana Nazim Hantar, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. How he passes away? 1 month before that, he came to Lanesia and he sent a message, I want to come, you want to come see his teacher, Mini, you want to come by me. I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, come for you, you put Noor in our place, in our studio and all. So mashallah, he came, everything. Then he said, you must play one nazam. So whenever we play it, I think of Maulvi Ismail. So he said, Burhi aurat ka kissa. So our youngsters, when they play there, they say, because half of them don't know Urdu, the story of the old lady. So the old lady was beating Nabi alayhi salam, and she's warning Nabi alayhi salam, there is one person, he's saying he's a Nabi of Allah, you must be very careful about him. She's telling Nabi alayhi salam like that. Then when she asked, what is your name? Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She fell in love in this sense that she changed everything and there she read the kalima and so forth. So it's wonderful, Maulvi Ismail gave it to us, mashallah. When he passed away, the karamat of Maulana Ismail Saleji rahimahullah, if you saw a person passing away in sajda, so normally if a person passes away in sajda, Mujahid Abdullah ibn Abbas student passed away in sajda, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish passed away in sajda, they say, Wallahu A'lam, Sheikh Khulayfi, the Imam of the Haram in 74, we read behind him, he also passed away in sajda. Nevertheless, you must remember, when a person passes away in sajda, he will fall down, normally. Because he passed away. Ismail, our Maulana Ismail, he remained in sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْسِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So tomorrow night, 15 Shaaban, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We all got needs, we all got problems. Dunya is place of problem. So go into sajda. And beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, speak to Allah is out of salat in any language. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be nearest to the mercy of Almighty Allah when you are in that posture. So in the darkness of the night, he's tahajjud, he's crying, he's worried for the ummah. You know, lockdown started last year, 27. That first 2-3 months or whatever, Allah alone knows, he sat quietly for itikaf in Ispingo Beach on top. Very few people know about this. So quietly he said, I'm not leaving the masjid. We stay in the masjid, we make itikaf in the masjid. So with me and you, we make itikaf. Our itikaf is one day, and then also upar, niche, go see wife, go do shopping, then we come back. He said, no, it's nafil itikaf. He said quietly in the masjid. So when we love the masjid, Allah will give us death also in the masjid. So anyway, brothers, the point I want to make here is this, maut. Sometimes sakarat can be long period. Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, he was the butcher of Beirut and Gaza and the Palestinians. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. Allah made his sakarat 8 years. The best doctors, Israeli, Jutlas from here, and the whole world came. Let's see what we can do. Allah say, I'll make you a sample, an example. Fal yawman unajjika bi badanika litakuna liman khalfaka. How Allah did with Pharaoh. And you go to Cairo, you will see, we went there to the Pharaonic Museum. Allah Ta'ala made him a sample, example for humanity and posterity. Allah did the same with Sharon. So remember, zulam, tyranny, Allah will always punish that person in a terrible way. So ask Allah always that we do justice. Remember that. Let's go on. Now death comes. What is the good sign of death? Al-mu'minu yamutu bi'araqil jabin. When you see your father, mother, your son, whoever passing away, there's a lot of perspiration. Remember that is the rahmah of Almighty Allah coming to that person. When you see the lips moving of that person and you, the people around, were making talqeen, you were reading La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, so that person, inshallah, his last words were the kalima La ilaha illallah. All of you, because you don't like big books and that, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, student, so Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote the book Kitabu Ruh. Now that's big, long. You must read the English one, very abridged version, and it's called The Journey of the Soul. For you in English, it's good to read that. So The Journey of the Soul. What happens to the soul? So you must remember that what happens, the person leaves with Iman, Islam, Allah lets that ruh go. And if you saw, I saw my father, my mother, my brother, they all passed away in my hands. So you see. You will see the eyes are following and then it can't close. The ruh snaps away from the body. So what happens after that? So you close the eyes of the deceased and you read Bismillah wa la millati Rasulillah. And thereafter you must remember you close the mouth and you fasten the toes and all that, I suppose you all know. But the sign you must know, you youngsters, when you see person there, eyes in there, don't just run away, you must be there. You will see the tip of the nose is bending to the left-hand side. You will see the temple here on the side. So this temple will be subsiding, it will go inside. These are the signs that that is the last moment of this person here. So that is the time we must be encouraging them. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi. Read istighfar. Meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. Subhanallah. What can we tell you? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. 5,374 ahadith he reported and narrated through the different chains of transmission. His last moments. What does he do? You need to be Abu Huraira, Shaykhul Hadith. Today is a joke, every second person is Shaykhul Hadith. But anyway, so you must remember that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised his hands. In that halat, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I beg you that you also love meeting me. Will me and you ever think of a dua like that? Because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. When you love meeting Almighty Allah, Allah will love meeting you. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, his last moments. The people are crying. He says, no. Ghadan nalqa Muhammadan wa ashaba. I'm going now. Sayyidina Bilal, Muazzin, African Muazzin. This is Islam. The African Muazzin calling towards Adhan. First Muazzin in Islam. Minister of Finance of Islam in time of Nabi alayhi salam. And lo and behold, second Muazzin, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind Sahabi, Abasa wa tawalla, Anja'ul A'ma. Both of them Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi. Time come for death, they both buried in Dimashq, in Damascus, Babu Sagir. We went there several times. So this side, Sayyidina Bilal is buried. That side, the blind Sahabi is buried. Where Sayyidina Bilal is buried, on the wall is written, Mu'azzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru mali. The Arabs used to say, very interesting incident for me and you. Because we come from an apartheid past. You know how much apartheid we got among ourselves. And that apartheid has now had a negative impact upon us. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala one day told Bilal, Rabah was his father, Hamama was his mother. Yabna Sauda, oh you son of an African lady, good thing my father didn't see you rendering giving the other. A dagger in the heart of Sayyidina Bilal. So he was crying, he went to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Dharr said this radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. The mercy to the entire universe and creation summoned him. Ya Badr, did you utter these words? He said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furious. Inna kam ru'un lafika jahiliya. Oh Abu Dharr, you still got the traits of ignorance in jahiliya in you? You look at people, the language they speak and the complexion they have. What does he do? This is not Supreme Court and Constitutional Court. This is court of Nabi alayhi salam. He lays down flat on the land, on the sand. I apologize, Ya Rasulullah, O Bilal. Take your foot and place it on my chest. This is how I beg your pardon and ask your forgiveness. Me and you will do. Hum to usko zaba kar denge. Let us, another one will add masala. Think properly what we're doing. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal, today for you, we got a special assignment. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah? It is 21st of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak is coming. It's the 8th year of the Hijrah. 10,000 Sahaba entering. Abu Sufyan is not Muslim. Sa'd radiallahu anhu and them, they were already to give everything. He saw Abu Sufyan. He said, Al Yomu Yomul Malhama. Today, hum boti boti kar denge tumara. Today, we're going to make keema mincemeat of you. That's a translation of it. Abu Sufyan, not Muslim, still, he embraced Islam just after that. He complained to the Master, alayhi salam. He said, Sa'd said this, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul lil alameen said, no. Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Today is a day of mercy, and today is a day of compassion. Zuhr time, so all the Arabs, fair in complexion, could see properly. Oh Bilal, you're going to enter the Kaaba also. And I'm also entering the Kaaba, but before that, you go on top of the Kaaba, Musharrafa, on the roof of the Kaaba, and render the Adhan from there. What an honor, only Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African, Muazzin, and Minister of Finance, got that honor of Islam, to give Adhan on top of the Kaaba, Musharrafa. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is Islam. So my brothers, why I'm teaching, telling you all these things here? So maut will come for all of us. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aksiru zikra hazimil lazzat. You the widows of Port Shepstone, you the yatama of Port Shepstone, what are you doing for your beloved father, for your beloved husband, for your beloved mother, sister? So you must and learn these two du'as. Quranic du'as are the best du'as. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning will be established. Second one, Surah 14, verse 41. 15th night of Shaban is authentic hadith. Today I see a lot of things are viral. I just leave all that. So Sheikh Albani, I met him personally. He wrote the whole encyclopedia, Silsila Ahadi Sahiha. In there, volume number 3, hadith number 1144. He quotes this hadith and he wrote there, Innahu afada wajada fi hadhal mawdu. He did an excellent job and excellent, you understand, research on that hadith and all the notes he mentioned. He said this hadith is sahih and we accept it, and 15th night of Shaban is a big night, auspicious night. So what bigger dalil you want? It's from your own ulama. So you must remember this. So in day he quotes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِدْ. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive everyone tomorrow night on the 15th of Sha'ban, except the non-Muslim and Mushahid, those who have malice, rancor, hatred in their heart. We see the person, but because we had an argument, the dispute, I just turned my face away. No salam, no kalam. You don't have to be the best friend. But Islam is saying two words, just say assalamu alaikum. It can't be that difficult, brother. And if we don't do that, your whole Ramadan, you can make khatam of Quran every day. You can be giving millions a day. No action is accepted. Did I say so? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave these two people, two parties, their actions must be in abeyance, not accepted, until and unless they reconcile. So reconciliation is a prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty. So we understood the importance, brothers. It's not for me, it's for you, for the ummah. So think properly. So learn this dua, chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا Ya Allah, forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Forgive all of them, Port Shepston, all South Africa, whole world, Ya Allah. And that should be our intention. اقرأ ياسين على موتاكم. One day I was there in Mu'alla, Makkah. We had some youngsters. So I told them, those who know Yasin, read. So that guide came, you know this. They look at me, they say, bid'ah. No, for them, everything bid'ah. So I said, and Ma'qil ibn Yasarin radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikra Yasin ala mawtakum rawahu Ahmad fi musnadih. Qala Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikra Yasin ala mawtakum rawahu Abu Dawud. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرا ياسين على موتاكم رواه ابن ماجه ما رايك في هذا يا شيخ he's also broke just there and there well he's going to talk down I said come I teach you something I said come here you see this kitab ur-ruh for you ulama students learn this when these chefs they speak all day as zigzag in kitab ur-ruh page 17 ibn qayyim rahimahullah wrote this incident He say Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was by the graveyard reading Surah Yasin. Sorry, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal went to the graveyard, somebody else was reading Surah Yasin. He told him, don't read. So he quoted the whole chain and the hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who's buried in Baghdad also, so we went to his grave also, mashallah. So anyway, so he asked him, you heard the hadith yourself? He said, yes. He said, go continue reading. All four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, somebody say, Tilawatul Quran, any part of it, for the amwat and disease, 100% permissible. So don't get all zigzag and all that. Internet is not a scholar. You must remember, internet is shaitan. So you must get your deen from true scholars, not from zigzag people and all this. So understand what is deen. So anyway, learn this ayat, Surah 59, verse 10, and then we come to the ending. Hazrat Piran Peer. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah. I am called Abdul Qadir. I used to ask my father, mother, all this kind of question. Why you call me Abdul Qadir? I said, no, Pirane Pir Jo Nalovo. He said, you know Pirane Pir Jo Nalovo? He said, the big Shaykh, Hazrat Abdul Qadir. I went to his grave, Mubarak also. So he was a great Shaykh. Go open Ghunyatul Talibin and see what he wrote. Everyone should learn Arabic. We finish on this. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْهُولُ How many kafan are being washed every day, O human being? But the person going in that kafan, me and you, we are so busy in the market, in the mall, in the plaza, and the people are asking, how's the dollar? How's the euro? The India-Pakistani asking, wo rupiah kaisa hai? وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ So busy we are in the market, in the bazaar, no time to think of the kafan also and the shroud. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ I just told Muhammad Awaji Musa's son, I say tomorrow morning I got program there in, what time namaz tomorrow? 5:30. I got program there inshallah in the town masjid. I say we'll have program and then we'll go graveyard. I'm sure there must be one empty grave. If you come where we are, it's not one, it's 8, 9, 10 empty graves. That graveyard is very busy. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ How many graves are being dug daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going in that grave, me and you, we are deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. The youngster told me he's not married. So I tell him, bye, when you Hafiz. What's your name? MashaAllah. Hafiz Ahmed. Hafiz Ahmed asked me, I want to go propose. So I told him, you must go propose with the BMW. Be my wife. You see? So what happens? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. The occasions of joy and happiness. Today I bought my BM. Today my daughter passed this examination. My son hit 8 distinctions. So we are deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is so happy? I am happy, I flew this by this plane, I went this country and so forth. We all get happy. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. O masterpiece, O Muslim, very soon it will be his story, so they call it history. Tomorrow will be my story and your story. So therefore Allah is giving us 15 night of Shaaban. Allah is giving us Ramadan. What is Ramadan? تَحْرِيقُ الذُّنُوبُ, to burn the sins. So start burning from now. And let us prepare, apne aap ko paak saaf karna hai, clean ourselves externally, internally, remove that malice, rancor and hatred, and inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will accept our ibadat, inshallah. So we got 1-2 minutes left, we thank our Maulana, we thank the trustees, our Haji Bagan and whole lot, we don't know what now, Haji Sahib is here or not. But anyway, we make dua for all the marhumin. Our Hafiz Kadwa also passed away, and so many other people passed away. So inshallah we will go there tomorrow. You also should go tomorrow night or daytime. You know, today to go to graveyard also is another story. They in Lens, they tell us we can't go to graveyard nighttime. They say they'll hijack you. So we go daytime also. It's New South Africa, you know. So make dua for everybody, and Jazakallah khair to all of you. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم انقلهم من ضيق الحوض إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح ممدود وذل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب Allah Ta'ala grant our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, all of them, the reward. There's some books here, inshallah. After the Adhan, our brother Hafiz Basa will give it out to you all, the Ramadan Q&A. So whoever is doing something for the deen, Allah Jalla Wala reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. All of us should make the dua, Allahumma jalna min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين